You better you bet from BetQL.
The magnificent Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. Awesome to be here with you on the BetQL network. Awesome first 2 hours of the show. Well, I left Ken high and dry for about the first half hour dealing with technical issues. So great job by Ken and Tyler and Jake and company shepherding us through the first half hour of the show. But then a ton of breakdown from game two of the NBA Finals, spinning it forward to game number three. How we're looking about that game, what we would do with Nikola Jokic's points prop. Spoiler alert for me, I never bet the under. What we'll do with Jimmy Butler's points prop. How do we see the rest of the series playing out? And a great interview with our pal Drew Dinsick, the whale capper, both on NBA Finals and giving us some bets for the French Open, including thoughts on the Tsitsipas-Alcaraz match coming up tomorrow, Tuesday, June 6th, my 40th birthday. Maybe Tsitsipas gets it done. My Greek brother on my birthday. Shout out to Tsitsipas. So great stuff from Whale Capper. You want the full interview? You check it out in podcast form. Power Hour, Final Hour will feature all our bets for tonight. We'll go through the baseball card. We'll talk game two of the Stanley Cup final as well, with Florida trying to make it one apiece in Vegas against the Golden Knights. But for now, do some National Football League. Can I mention to you on air and off air that this weekend went out to a couple social functions and got told by a number of different people, some of which I know listen to the show, and some new people that I've never met these people before, that they, A, love the show, and B, they love 8 Buckets. I got told by multiple people this weekend that they love 8 Buckets. So I think that we've got a hit on our hands here with this particular segment.
We sure do. We have a hit because we have like 3 more weeks until you get married, and those shows aren't going to fill themselves, so that's why it's 8 buckets. We need 8 buckets worth of segments was what's actually required here. No, it's good. I just, it's kind of got that, it's a really good kind of like halfway between, it's got some actual betting, I don't know, like strategy, acumen, like it's something that actually you should kind of be doing, as opposed to just like hot air or just talking about stuff. Like, it's kind of a way to approach this, like a real actual way to do it. And on the other hand, it's also like really simplistic. Like, it's really easy to understand. So it kind of straddles the line between both those things. Like, is there a way to do this better? Yes. Are there other ways to approach this problem? Yes. But this is like a good way to just like take a schedule and boil it down to kind of like what it says about a team right now. And at least gets people thinking about how they want to bet this stuff.
And on Friday, we joked, because every single day on the show, because you never assume that the audience is the same, new people listening and watching the show all the time, should we just have you record the explanation as to what this is, what the exercise is, how we come up with the projections at the end that we compare to the actual win total in the market? I have determined, after discussing this with some friends who listen to the show, they all found it very funny that the explanation has to be redone every day, and that there's a part of the bit that they enjoy.
It's hilarious, all right. Yeah, it's really funny.
So, Ken, if you'd be so kind, for the fifth time, can you give us an explanation, please, as to how we arrive at the projections at the end of each schedule that we then apply to the win total in the market to see if there's a valuable wager to be placed?
Yeah, so the segment's called 8 Buckets. Nick and I are wearing bucket hats. We will pull a team out of the bucket of bets. That'll be the third bucket. When we pull the team name out, we will go through every single game on their schedule, and we will put those games into 5 buckets. And, you know, these are not actual buckets. Those are like metaphorical buckets or whatever. What's the word I'm looking for? They're not metaphorical buckets. They're, what are they? Imaginary buckets?
Yes. Proverbial buckets?
Proverbial buckets, sure. Okay. So the hats, 2, pull out of the bucket of bets, 3, and then the games on this team's schedule, we'll go over all of them and put them into 5 buckets. And the buckets are labeled blowout win, blowout loss, likely win, likely loss, and toss up. And how we arrive at like, well, what's a blowout win? What's a likely loss? What are these things? Using like the key numbers of 3 and 7 in terms of projecting the point spread for the game. So if you're a 3-point favorite in a game, up to 6.5, that's a likely win. If you're a 7-point favorite or more, that's a blowout win. If you're same thing, if you're a 3-point dog to a 6.5-point dog, that's a likely loss. If you're a touchdown dog or more in the game, that's a blowout loss. And you get kind of pieces of wins for however many games you put in each bucket. And a toss-up game will be a game that's lined less than 3 either way. Who comes up with the point spreads? Nick and I do, but we really don't do it in a biased way, or we try not to do it in a biased way. We do it by kind of like extrapolating the week one point spread and what that and the win total market for the team combined and what that says about how the team is rated right now. And then we try to apply that to all the games on their schedule. And for the most part, we're at least we passed the laugh test in most of the ones we've done so far. So we've done what, 11, I believe, so far. And I would say in, you know, 7 out of the 11, 8 out of the 11, and we're like pretty close to the number in the market, like less than a half win away in terms of, you know, projecting this way. And there's a few where we've come out in an interesting way. So I think that was, at least for a Monday explanation, I think that was pretty good.
That's really good. Can't wait to do it again later this week. It's going to be
awesome.
Yeah,
it's going to be great. See everybody Wednesday.
Buckets explanation. Figurative bucket?
Yeah, I guess so, because it's not literal. Figurative, not figurative, is better than theoretical, I think. It's like a, yeah, I don't know, a bucket.
Okay. Yeah. You know.
Buckets.
All right. Yeah. So the teams that we have hit already here in 8 buckets: Miami, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, who will be in the news coming up shortly here, because apparently one of their players is about to get suspended for gambling. I almost think that we should try and set a betting market for who this player is also.
Tyler was trying to think of it during a break. It was while you're getting your tech together. He was trying to think of it. Yeah.
So I actually agree with the player that Tyler just wrote in the – so the way that it's being phrased on social media is that is the player is not considered to be a star, but someone the average fan has heard of. And this player has bet like hundreds of times, apparently, from the Colts facility, including bets involving the Colts. That leads me to believe, and Tyler guessed Isaiah McKenzie earlier in the show. Like, McKenzie was on the Bills last year. I think this is someone that was on the Colts last year. Someone that's been on the Colts. Now, no one knows, average fans don't know defensive players unless they're stars. It has to be an offensive player. Jonathan Taylor is a star. Michael Pittman's a star. I guess it could be Quentin Nelson, but Quentin Nelson's a star. You don't know any other offensive lineman on the Colts. It's not going to be a quarterback. It's not going to be like, I guess it could be like Alec Pierce, like the number two receiver out of Cincinnati. I agree with Tyler. Out of their three tight ends that they play, the one that the average fan will know the most is actually Mo Alie-Cox. I actually agree with Tyler that I think Mo Alie-Cox is the player that's going to get suspended. I am not looking to sully his potential good name here. I am not saying he did it, just that like that is where like my analysis would lead me to maybe him being the person. And it may not be him, and I'm not saying it is him. I just want to be clear on that. So I've already thought about this a good amount.
Could it be Ellinger too?
I guess it could be Ellinger, right? It could be Sam Ellinger. That'd be a hell of a story.
Yeah. Did he took the Patriots and that went that game where he got sacked 15 times?
has he been suspended in his life ever?
I don't know. No,
that's not no. Like guys, can we be like we cannot, yes. Like we can't be putting stuff like this in the chat, please guys, to our crew.
Okay.
Because that is not very, let's go
on to 8. We'll continue with 8 buckets. If we end up getting more reporting on the Colts story, we'll figure it out.
What I was gonna say is like Ellinger would have looked at the suspension list and said, "We're back." Maybe. So Miami, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Denver, Dallas, the Giants, Washington, Minnesota, Detroit, Arizona, and Seattle are the teams that we have done thus far in 8 buckets. So Jake, drop the music for us here, please. And Ken, let's pull a new team out of the bucket, team 12 of 32 to discuss.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've been a good mix of divisions and kind of cross conferences. I've if we get a team in the same division back to back, I usually put it back in and we draw a different one. So usually gives us a good... Oh, this will be a fun one to start with. The team that we will start with is the team that had the number one pick originally, but then traded it to the Carolina Panthers. We will do the Chicago Bears will be the first team for 8 buckets today.
Which should be exciting.
Pretty interesting because their week one market's pretty interesting. And they're at this bizarre crossroads where they were absolutely awful. They were absolutely awful with, and I'm watching the college baseball game right now, TCU is just taking the lead on Arkansas. Is this the same guy that hit the 2 grand slams? Which would be ridiculous. My feed just froze. What's his name? No, it's not. Different player. So my feed's like cutting in and out. I just saw the ball leave and I didn't know who hit it. So anyway, so TCU, some of us have Arkansas to win the region. This is a bad result. The Bears were atrocious. Really bad. Their quarterback, who everyone is like a reason why people like them this year, played in basically every game. And they still got the number one pick. Coach is the same. But it's basically just like a year two, second year with everybody together, take a step forward kind of a deal. And they are, a lot of people are buying. Like, people think that the Bears are going to be a thing this year. I'm like unconvinced. I don't know if they're going to be bad, but I kind of could go either way. So I think projecting their games is going to like be an interesting exercise, because I think to a lot of people, they have this high upside that maybe just won't be there.
Yeah, and like obviously like got a haul for the number one overall pick, including DJ Moore, who's a player I think a lot of people are going to be interested this year, both in the prop market and in fantasy football, where on paper, like, the Bears are definitely a better team than they were last year. Also, they had the number one overall pick in the draft. So there's really not nowhere to go, really, but to get better than the Chicago Bears were last season. So win total in the market right now sitting at 7.5 for Chicago, juice to the over. So 7.5 over at minus 130. We know the week one point spread for Chicago, as we do for every team. They are a 2.5-point home favorite against the Green Bay Packers. Chicago -2.5, 44.5 the total in that game. So we will start, Ken, the 2023 Chicago Bears with a toss-up or toss-out or whatever we're calling it.
Toss-up. Well, toss-out is like we wouldn't count it. We want to count this one. They get a half a win. You get a half a win for a toss-up, and the other team gets the other half. And I didn't explain what the values are. We'll do them as we go, but it'll be really easy.
Also, they're going to start 0-1. They'll lose to the Packers, but we'll be nice here, and we'll give them half a win for the toss up here against Green Bay.
Is that one of the leaders in the clubhouse for point spread, like in week 10, that we look back on and be like, wow, remember that?
Definitely possible. Like, if love is good, then yes.
Yeah, and like who has a better roster right now?
The Packers.
By a lot.
Not by a lot. Yes.
It's not the leader in the clubhouse for that kind of a game. Like, what is, okay, if this isn't the, if this doesn't win the award for like game in week 10, that it's the most likely we look back on and go, oh my God, like, I can't believe that was the number. What would be, is there like a second game that stands out immediately that would fit that description?
I keep going back to this one, and maybe
is it the, I think I know what you're going to pick. Yes. You're going to pick the Rams, right? That's what you're going to pick.
I am, yeah. I think I need to like divorce myself. I think I'm like too weighted in what's happened in the past with the Rams and not focused enough on like what's happening right now. I may need to think about this some more. But yes, that is where I'm at right now.
Because I'm going through all of them in my head, and I go, I mean, yeah, of course, like a team could be better than you think. But even the teams that have like the upside quarterbacks and stuff aren't playing games in week one where like, so like Washington could be really bad. That's possible. But like in week 10, it won't be surprising that they're favored over Arizona in week one. Like we won't be like, oh my God, can't believe they were favored over Arizona by 6 points. That won't be surprising. Atlanta and Carolina are both like so weird. I don't think we'd look back at like that point spread and be like, oh, like how could we have ever had that be the market? I'm trying to think of like super volatile. Pittsburgh, San Francisco. No, like the Niners were always going to be a favorite in the game. The primetime games, no. The Thursday game, no. Cleveland, Cincinnati, no, because it's Cincinnati. This feels like the winner for like Saints, Titans, I guess. But like really, it would just be because the Saints are bad. Like I hope they are. Maybe. Actually, I'll give you another one, and it's one where you like the dog too. Maybe Vikings Tampa is a game like that.
That like, and it would be that the Vikings, like, I can't believe the Vikings got that much credit.
I can't, yeah, and I can't believe we all were like that. It's a combination of that and that we were all that out on Tampa. Not that we weren't after out, but like that out. Like that out. Because there's so many players left on the team.
Yeah. I'll give you one here. We'll do the rest of the Bears schedule on the other side. And I think it could potentially be wrong either way. And it would be Baltimore, Houston. Where maybe after that game, we're like, I can't believe the Ravens were less than double digits against Houston. And that would probably be more like Baltimore is even better than we think. I think there's a chance that Houston's better. Like just like the coaching upgrade with D'Amico Ryans. Like Stroud might step onto the field and be 50 times better than Davis Mills immediately. And maybe that's a closer game than people expect. And maybe we're like, maybe the right number there was like 7.
Yeah. Well, with their win total, Houston's win total is 2 higher than it was last year. So the market expects them to be better. It's just in that game specifically, they're just going, they're on the road at a team that's really good at home with a good coach that's like got a lot of buzz around it. So that's the number's massive in that situation. There's some good options
on the
there.
Other
I
side.
Like that exercise.
on the other side. We will talk some of the Bears games early in the season, at Tampa in week two, at Kansas City in week three. Woof. Bears schedule analysis coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.